Hello everyone, welcome to More Celebrity Facts with me, Alicia Lang. This week I am talking about David Attenborough. So, David Frederick Attenborough was born on the 8th of May 1926 in Ellsworth, Middlesex, and grew up in the college house of the campus University College Leicester, where his father Frederick worked as the principal. He is the middle of three sons of his older brother Richard and became the actor and director of his younger brother John, and he was an executive producer of the Italian car manufacturer of Alfa Romeo. After leaving the Navy, David took a position of editing children's science textbooks for a publishing company. Attenborough's association with the natural history programs, he began, produced and presented three-part stories of animal patterns. And the Studio Bound program featured animals of London Zoo and the naturist of Julian Huxley, discussing of the camouflage, optimism and cool ship displays. Through this programme, Attenborough met Jack Lester, the curator of Zoo's Reptiles House, and they decided to make a series of an animal collecting expedition. Attenborough became the controller of BBC Two in March of 1965, succeeding Michael Peacock. He had a clause inserted of his contract and it would allow him to continue making programmes for an occasional basis. Later the same year, he filmed Elephants in Tanzania in 1969 and made a three-part series on the year of the crucial history of Indonesian island of Bali. His tasks, which included agreeing budgets, attending board meetings and firing staff, were now far removed from the business of filming programmes. When Attenborough's name was being suggested as a candidate for position Director General of the BBC in 1972, he phoned his brother Richard to confess he had no appetite for the job, beginning with Life on Earth in 1979. Attenborough set about creating a body work of becoming benchmark of quality in wildlife filmmaking and influenced by a generation of documentary filmmakers of the series, established of many hallmarks of BBC's natural history output. Alongside the Life series, Attenborough continued to work on the television documentaries, mainly in natural history genre. He wrote and presented a series of Man Influence of the Natural History of the Mediterranean Basin, The Fire Eden, in 1987. In 2020, David narrated the documentary film David Attenborough, A Life on Our Planet. The film, as Attenborough's witness statement, reflecting on the career of the naturals of his hopes for the future. It was released on Netflix on the 4th of October 2020. Further work for Netflix included a documentary titled Breaking Boundaries, The Science of Our Planet, released on 4th of June 2021. In October 2020, Attenborough began filming A Cambridge of the Green Planet, and then in 2021, he narrated A Perfect Planet, a five-part Earth science series for BBC One. And then in 2022, United Nations Environment Programme recognised David Attenborough as a champion of the Earth, for his dedication to research documentation to the advocacy of protection of nature, of its restoration. So now you know about David Attenborough. Honestly, he is literally the most amazing person ever on this planet. Literally. I love watching all his documentaries. Ever since I was young, like, I remember like going to my nan's house and they would usually be on. And sometimes I used to watch him when I was in school. Honestly, he's the most amazing person ever. Trying to make sure to make this planet much better for all of us, because all of us deep down, we all want our planet to be amazing, and David Attenborough does try his best to make this planet amazing, and hopefully this planet will be amazing as it is. Anyway, join me next week as I talk even more celebrity. So stay tuned everyone, take care and bye for now.